Oh, remember the days back in the 90s when it was IPO on the lips of everyone every morning on Wall Street. You'd look at the IPOs that were going to happen even before you looked at the stock futures or even the market numbers. Good morning, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. How's it going?
Good morning.
IPO excitement today. The social networking site LinkedIn, which I actually first heard about in a mass email from Al Gore, who right after the premiere of his movie, he was part of the marketing of LinkedIn, and he sent out this mass email.
I wonder how many connections he's got on LinkedIn.
Yeah, he probably has billions of them. He's one of the original. I wonder if he's one of the original investors in
LinkedIn.
Good
question.
So LinkedIn is going to go public, and Facebook, of course, has not gone public. It's the other sort of big
social networking. But a lot of people think it will be going public in the next year or so.
So what are the details about this initial public offering that we know? What will be its metric of success, and what should we watch for today as it goes public?
So it's going to actually start trading on Thursday, but today on Wednesday, there'll be some crucial final pricing decisions. And it looks like it's going to price at around $42, $45 a share, somewhere in there. That puts the company's value worth over $4 billion, at $4.3 billion. The reason that figure is notable is just a couple of months ago in the secondary market where non-public companies trade amongst a smaller group of private, well-connected investors, it was trading there just a couple of months ago for $2.5 billion. So just $2.5 to $4.3 billion. So you talk about, you know, bubbly Silicon Valley.
So it's perhaps not worth for the price?
Well, you know, knowing what a company is actually worth is really a bit of art, not science.
That's alchemy, in fact.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
How much of the interest in LinkedIn relates to its specific product offering, the service that it actually delivers, versus an interest on the part of investors to get into something new, to basically find some new real estate to be involved in the tech field?
Well, what a lot of investors and traders on Wall Street that I've talked with are looking at are its user base. So, you know, it has 100 million users, and it has actually pretty active users. You know, there are other sites where you have all these people signed up who never go on there, but you can see how often people go on their profiles and change them, and it has a pretty active user base. So that's really where they derive this value from, and that's what they're looking at. And the other thing is, you know, investors just want to get in on this technology boom that seems to be happening. We've seen all kinds of euphoria signs in Silicon Valley. A lot of companies there are trying to outbid each other to buy employees. They're really acquiring a lot of startups now, left and right. We have a story in the Times today about how they can't get enough talent, so they're buying small startups. And so instead of saying, I was hired by Facebook, for instance, you might say, I was acquired. I was acquired, you know, instead of hired. But that's how desperate they are for talent out there in this technology bubble. So the unemployment we're seeing in the rest of this country is not plaguing smart young computer programmers.
And these are programmers and systems analysts and systems sort of designers,
yes,
not marketing people and you know, it's sort of the pets.com or refrigeratormagnets.com kind of folks.
Well, I mean, these companies have marketing people too, but what they really need the most of are computer nerds, you know, people who know all these programming languages and can help them innovate on new breakthroughs.
Oh, so they have to be nerds. Ironically, they
Well, don't take offense, Celeste.
Ironically, they could all be recruiting these other people from other from their competitors through LinkedIn. Actually.
They could. It is LinkedIn is a great recruiting tool, which is another reason it's getting this high valuation.
Is there an advertising play in LinkedIn, or is it purely a sort of subscription model, service model?
So, you know, right now, LinkedIn is making money largely from a premium service they have. So they let people use it for free. But if you want some other features like being able to message people a lot more, you can sign up for this premium LinkedIn service. But certainly there could be a larger advertising play. I've wondered if over time they won't start having some kind of integration with headhunting where, you know, maybe they help offer jobs and then take a slice of that, because headhunting is really a huge business, but it's mostly local now. So it could, you know, through LinkedIn become national or global. So there's a lot of possibility there. This is also an interesting IPO because watch it tomorrow on Thursday, because it's a company that everyone knows. So it's a company that anyone out there who likes to play even just a little bit in the stock market might seriously think about, because many people use it. Yes.
And what's your chance of actually getting in on the ground floor? It's you got to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, right?
Well, I mean, you could buy it pretty soon right after it starts trading Thursday morning. You know, but the problem is, the thing to be wary of as an investor is, a lot of time, and particularly now, the value of these companies is being captured by the venture capital firms, by the founders, because they're taking much longer to go public. I mean, now we're seeing a lot of IPOs, but we didn't see a lot in the last few years. And if we'd had a better economy, maybe LinkedIn would have gone public a couple years ago. So I'm not sure how much upside there will be after it starts trading on Thursday.
But the three quick things before we go, I mean, the gestation period, as you suggest, has been years for LinkedIn.
Yes.
It's not a matter of months. But if it does go public and goes kind of crazy in a sort of an old style, irrational, exuberant sort of way, to quote Alan Greenspan from years ago, and trades up to $100, $150 a share in the first week, what would that mean for Facebook?
Well, you know, Facebook's valuation, people are saying it's worth about $50 billion. But if LinkedIn goes on at $40 a share, which they're saying, if it went up to $150, I mean, that kind of quadrupling, yeah. That would say, oh my gosh, maybe Facebook could, you know, go on an IPO at, you know, 100 billion cap. I don't see that happening, but you could see some sort of euphoria around
it. Would change the game, the IPO game.
It would change the game about all technology
sidelines.
Valuations. Even public companies like Google would be looked at differently.
Finally, is LinkedIn based in Silicon Valley?
I'm not sure. Where is LinkedIn?
Well, talked about Silicon Valley and the trading for where is LinkedIn based? You know, that's the thing. We don't know where any of these internet companies are.
It's based on the internet.
Mountain View, California.
Everywhere.
I just looked it up.
It's
headquartered
nowhere.
In Mountain View, California.
Mountain
okay,
View,
by
so
Google.
Silicon
right by
Valley.
Google.
There we go. Louise Story, for Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, on the IPO of LinkedIn. It'll start trading on Thursday. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.